know, obviously we didn't win the game, but often is the case in the preseason. There were some positives, some negatives, some things to build upon moving forward. We'll do that. We'll look at the tape with an effort to get better. People had an opportunity to grow. We learned some things about some people. We'll just, you know, take this as part of the process and move forward as a team. From an injury standpoint, we got out of the game relatively clean. Ramon Foster got poked in the eye. I don't know that there's going to be any long-term ramifications from that. Other than that, normal bumps and bruises with playing. Obviously, it'd been nice to continue that situation there at the end of the football game and see if we're capable of stringing together enough plays to do it. But we turned the ball over. We got to live with that. Obviously, you turn the ball over in situational football, it costs you. It did tonight. But there were several things that cost us. You know, we missed a makeable field goal and gave up a long run, things of that nature. We'll look at it with the mind toward improving and winning next week. Questions?
Mike, was Troy hurt or you just elected not to play?
I elected not to play him.
Any idea on the long run what broke down?
You know, we're going to have runs that break out every now and then. We got to get it on the ground in the secondary. You know, sometimes those things break free. They got to be 8, 10, 12-yard runs, not 78-yard runs. So, obviously, it was a gap integrity issue in the core, but that's less of a concern. I'm more concerned about when those things do occur that we do a good job of trying to minimize the explosion play and make it an 8, 10, 12-yard gain, not 78.
Mike, you got Sean Spence back on the field finally after 2 years. Any initial impressions of how he played?
I wasn't looking directly at him, and I think that just speaks to kind of our level of confidence in terms of where he is. I'll save an evaluation until we look at the tape and really fine-tooth comb it, but it was good to have him back out there. I know he's excited to be back out there. Thought he represented himself in a solid manner.
What did we say about Jones playing the, you know, they always say play the whistle, and he, you know, while everybody else was standing around, he picked up the ball and ran for a touchdown. Is that just an alert play and playing the whistle like they said?
You know, it has to be. You know, all of those plays – you play those plays out and let the officials sort it out, and that's what he did, and hopefully that's what we do in those circumstances always.
Mike, you said you were hoping for hard, fast, and urgent. Did you get any of that?
You know, not enough to win, and, you know, obviously that's our number one goal. I'm less concerned about style points and more concerned about bottom line. My emphasis in that regard was geared toward winning, so we didn't get the job done, so even if it was above the line, it's going to have to be better, obviously.
Mike, what was your assessment about Martavis Bryant?
You know, he was up and down day, obviously. Created a field-flipping play for us, got behind a guy and got a PI, fumbled. You know, he did some other things. You know, he's a young guy. It's the early portion of the process. I'm sure he'll be concerned about getting better and during the course of this week and having a better performance next time.
Overall concern about the offense and the fact, you know, just for the second or third quarter, inability to move the ball around.
I don't have any outstanding concerns as I stand here, to be honest with you, schematically and things of that nature. You know, it's the first preseason game. You know, we could be better situationally, but it's not like we practice a lot of situational football in an effort to prepare for this. So we will, though, moving forward, and I'd expect the results to be different.